Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, continuing to celebrate our third decade. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. Dan Pillis here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, IRS expert. Dan, I need your website again, please.
Yeah, it's taxhelponline.com. That's all one word.
All right.
Taxhelponline.com.
You can find his books there and all the things he does to help you, help his clients with dealing with their tax issues and the IRS. All right, Dan, I'm kind of settled down a little bit here now, and I'm going to let you tell us what you think, how much promulgating the IRS is going to be doing, how much when they now that they have the law in their hands from Congress, what will it look like once it passes through the hands of the IRS and winds up in our lap? What do you think?
Well, the short answer, Jim, is I don't know. But I will say this. There's no question that the IRS is going to have a lot of discretion under this law to define various elements of how the thing is going to be produced. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. The law itself is 12 pages long. You'd think that if Congress is going to give you a simple tax deduction, they can define it in three or four words. You get a deduction for X if you meet these following conditions, A, B, C. Should be simple as that. But it's not. This is a 12-page law. The algebra in this law is mind-numbing. And as a matter of fact, Jim, I'm telling you, I spent 20 or 25 hours studying this one code section in order to put together a seminar I did for it a week and a half ago. I did a seminar on this, two-hour seminar on this this one statute, and it's a monster. All right? So the IRS is going to step in and is going to have a lot of discretion, no doubt about that. Having said that, if you work your way through the insanity that's in the statute, there are certain things that emerge that are fairly clear. And the one thing that we touched on before the break was this idea that even out-of-favor businesses, service businesses like lawyers, doctors, accountants, these types of people that normally make their money with service, by providing services, are going to get the deduction if they're below the cap, or below the threshold, I should say. Not the cap, the threshold. And so that's an important thing. Now, it is also true that this is going to help a great number of small businesses. I believe that. It's not on the same level as the corporate deduction, which went from 35% to 21%, no doubt about that. But it is going to help a lot of small businesses.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
So in that regard, what we have here is a tax cut. Let's put this tax law into perspective, Jim. And I wrote extensively about this over the last couple of months. They're calling this the most sweeping tax reform in 30 years. That's BS.
This is
not tax reform. It's a tax cut, but it's not tax reform because they didn't fundamentally change the code, and they're still tinkering around the edges. And as you pointed out, it's still a temporary law except for just a few minor provisions. It's a temporary law. Everything expires after 2025.
Except for the corporate tax cut. It's permanent.
That's right. Assuming that survives a Democratic Congress, if it turns over to them.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the problem we've got with this tax code, is it's constantly in flux. And what drives me crazy about the left's reaction to this law is they continue to preach this mantra of tax cuts for the rich. There isn't anything in this bill, Jim, that favors rich people. Nothing in this bill favors rich people. It's like every other tax bill that's come out of Congress in the last 50 years. It doesn't help rich people.
Well, I'll tell you one thing it doesn't do, though. It does not. It helps small businesses, but it is not. It doesn't help all small businesses. They shouldn't be picking winners and losers, Dan.
Jim, I couldn't agree more. You couldn't be more right about that. Here's what it doesn't do. It doesn't help every taxpayer on par with every other taxpayer. That's what it doesn't do. It picks winners and losers, and that's an illegitimate use of the taxing power of the federal government.
Completely agree. Absolutely. Everybody listening, I think, would completely agree with that. And this is another show. I prefer flat tax. What do you think?
Well, I don't like a flat tax because it's still an income tax. You still got to file papers with the government, and you shouldn't do that.
You don't want to do
like
any
a
tax.
National retail. No, heck no.
I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's see. I disagree with you on that. Let's come back next time and debate that. How about that?
Sure, absolutely.
Let's do it. Hey, Dan, I need your website one more time, please.
Yeah, taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, all right. Taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Dan joined us, and so we did. Thanks, Dan. See you next time.
Hey, my pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.